Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Garlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your momentum going on this Monday morning, it's 7:31 a.m. Central Standard. And as always, we'll be reminding you that the show is now a two-hour show, full 2 hours from 7:30 to 9:30. We're super excited about it. We kicked that off at the beginning of the new year. And so we're going to have bigger, better, and greater shows as the year progresses. As you're getting ready this morning, though, and getting hopefully your momentum, one thing you'll notice outside is that the temperatures are frigid for us. It is very, very cold, and the wind makes it feel even colder. So if you are among those that are headed back to school, that would be Allen, Avoyelles, Catahoula, Vernon, LaSalle, Natchitoches, and Wynn Parish, and also the Holy Savior Menard and Sinlaw Christian Academy. Well, you want to make sure that kids are bundled up and ready. For those of you in those parishes, you got to remember school buses, school kids, school zones. Rapides Parish won't be up and running again on back to school until Wednesday. But there are still school zones throughout the city that are in effect. So we want to remind you to get back in the groove of slowing down, making sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as kids that are trying to get to school. School buses. I mean, it's just time to get back in the routine. As we were driving in this morning, I said to DC, I said, it feels official that the holidays are over. Usually in the mornings when you would drive in, you would see every parking space at the mall and every store. I mean, just filled with people. I think people have gotten past the holiday bug. They're getting back to work. They're getting started. And this Monday in particular, we feel that people need a little bit more momentum because it is so cold outside. And I use the word frigid. I mean, yesterday it seemed like it warmed up, it rained, then the sun came out, and then it cooled off again. And then this morning it was just absolutely, you just needed a scarf, you needed gloves, or I needed a scarf and gloves. And DC doesn't have a jacket on, but it is coat wearing weather for most people. So we just want to give you those little heads ups as you're getting your momentum going on this Momentum Monday. And it can be hard when it's cold, but you know what? All you've got to do is make that confession that it's going to be a great start to a great week and that you have your momentum. Even if you don't feel like it, you just got to open up your mouth and you got to verbalize it. This morning, DC, what about you? Do you have your momentum?
Hey, yes, I do.
You got it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. We're going to get it taken care of.
Everybody, we have got incredible.
That mic. Hold on. Let's do it right quick.
All right. How, is this one better? So this Momentum Monday, we've got an incredible, incredible show. Just things to make you think, to make you just ponder. And we're also going to be talking about the cold and flu season a little bit later in the show. You know, it's that time of the year where you're finding more and more people in your family, at school, in your church, that are getting the flu. And in some cases, it's having catastrophic effects. So we want to make sure that we all understand what it is that we need to do and how we need to protect ourselves, protect our kids. And then, you know, there's always the factor of people that are homeless. And sometimes we forget about those people at this time of the year. And it is really, really cold outside not to be in a warm space. So lots to talk about, lots to think about. And let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technologies. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. That's for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
The minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
And you can dance.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:46 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:46 Eastern. And if you're just getting your morning started, you will know it is absolutely, I keep using the word DC, frigid, because it is really, really cold this morning. In fact, this might be one of the coldest mornings on record. In fact, as we were driving in, we saw little puddles of water that had literally just frozen over. And that's the first time we've ever really seen that this year. And so a lot of people are going through a lot of challenges. And this morning, I've got my good warm tea to kind of soothe my throat, to make sure that I'm taking care of myself, just pumping myself with those vitamins and all of those good minerals so that you don't come down with any kind of flu bug. And one of the things that a friend of mine was talking about, who's a doctor, she said, you know, it's about keeping your immune system up, making sure that when you do, if it does happen, that, you know, your immune system is able to combat any of those bacteria that try to get in. But as you get your morning started this morning, you know, I was talking last week about stress and anxiety, and I read a really incredible article that I wanted to share with you guys this morning, and hopefully it will resonate with you to help you to lower your stress, because not all kids are back in school. Many are. Some are still having the last couple of days of vacation. But we know that once kids get back in school, once parents go back to work, it can create stress of sorts. And this article talked about lowering stress by laughing. And we know what the word says about laughter. It says, laughter does a merry heart good like a medicine. Well, the article says this. It says, building your resilience to stress is critical to helping you cope with day-to-day, you know, just day-to-day things that come in. And it says, it's a multiple-pronged process after all. And as we all know, there is no real magic bullet, but there are some many powerful ways to improve our ability. Living mindfully. And remember, we talked about that. We talked about that last week, making sure that you're mindful about things that are going on in and around your life. And then it talked about slowing down, observing, and understanding our own habits. And sometimes Mondays can be so hectic that we forget to live mindfully. And we just sort of go on autopilot. And we just start moving. And so this morning, I purposed in my heart to get up a little bit earlier, to slow down a little bit more, to make sure that Young Deuce Christmas had enough time, and that so Monday, back to school for us, wouldn't be a frenzy. It wouldn't be, you know, everybody is saying, hurry up, we got to get out of the house, we got to go. That it would just sort of be a calm morning and really ushering our kids back into school with as much ease as possible. And then it says aligning your actions with your core values, particularly around New Year's, when you're about to put the pedal to the metal, and a lot of people are doing it, they are creating resolutions for themselves. He says, but really, it's really critical that we don't forget to laugh. And the author says, laugh hard. He says, look, I kid you not, he said, laughing hard is just, it's a point that makes you feel better. It makes you feel physically better. It makes you feel emotionally better. And it has great social benefits. And so as DC and I were talking about this, we're always up for a good laugh. And this is what the author says. He says, when you laugh, you stimulate your circulation. Laughter enhances breathing. It stimulates the heart. It stimulates the lungs and other major muscle groups, and it increases endorphins that release in your body and just make you feel better. And have you ever noticed that when you are just feeling down and out and something comes along that just gives you a good belly laugh, it just makes you feel better. And you say to yourself, or you say out loud, I really needed that laugh. And so some things have been happening in our sphere, DC, and sometimes things happen that are so insanely crazy that you just almost have to laugh at those things.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to,
yeah.
So Sometimes you just have to laugh by faith. It sounds like you really have your momentum this morning.
Yes, I do.
Why are you so momentous this morning?
Well, Carlette, I'm just excited about the possibilities. Really, when I come into the station and I realize that we've, you know, we've accomplished what the folks have asked us to accomplish, who, you know, now that we have become a two-hour program, and we've been trying to do it for a while because let me turn that up for you. Exactly. Go ahead now.
Right. Yeah.
So because of the simple fact that we really couldn't progress outside of the programming that we're doing now until we ended up being the two-hour program, you see? So once we became a two-hour program, now, you know, the possibilities are endless. So, yes, I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm trying to ease into this whole situation, trying not to do too much at one time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm having to, you know, deal, you know, with the cowardly lion with one hand behind my back. You know, taking care of business with the other deal. So, you know, I got to keep my eye on that situation while I'm, you know, dealing with these folks and trying to get everything prepared for them, because hopefully if the Lord says the same and it works out, we will be syndicated in the not so distant future.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really might not understand what that really means, but that really means that it's going to be what?
It's going to be even bigger.
It's going to be,
you know,
even
it's the bigger show now. But but the whole thing, Carlette, is it really does excite me because, you know, basically I started in this business basically from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, learning how to do it behind the scenes and dealing with the things that come about, you know, it's been real exciting. And it, you know, normally I'll get bored fast, you know, with things. But every time I think I've gotten to a point where I understand what's happening with this, we hit something else and I have to learn some more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this next thing is going to be the coup de grace.
It's going to be
this is going to be the one that's going to knock them out the box, Rick. Knock them out, Rick.
and you know, I said, you
then
know,
it makes me laugh.
And I said that. I said, when we talked about this article about stimulating laughter and it being just really, you know, we know what the word says about laughter, but really now scientists say that laughter is great for your heart, it's great for your lungs, it's great for all the muscle groups. And we have, you know, a lot of people have called in and texted in and emailed us and congratulated us on the two-hour format.
Right.
But then there are always those people that the sting of that just doesn't sit well. And so sometimes when you understand that, you really just have to laugh a real deep belly laugh. Mm-hmm. Because you just feel sorry for people who can't, and not necessarily be happy for others, but just can't just accept it and move on.
Right. That happens. But, you know, like I said, you know, you were asking me why I was out. You know, I just wanted to answer that question. I didn't really mean to go into, you know, anything like that. But, you know, we're just believing now that we've got it set up the way that they've asked us to set it up. Because they were like, you know, really, you would have to give us this. You know, and so we're just seeing.
And you know what I was thinking this morning, DC, as you said, you were excited about the possibility.
Yes.
I was thinking about, you know, how we always use the analogy about being pregnant with something and birthing something.
Right.
Well, this morning, as we were in our meditation and prayer time, I thought about being pregnant with possibility. You know, being pregnant with possibility and just what that means and what that holds and what you're about to birth is so great that you can't even understand it. And I love what Pastor Greg said yesterday. He said in church, he said, when you have to go through some things, you'll understand when you reach that pinnacle, that real pinnacle of success, then you'll know that it was God who did it and you won't take the credit for it.
Absolutely, because you know we don't mind taking credit.
Absolutely, and we all, it's human nature. Look at what I did.
Right.
Look at what we did.
What I accomplished. But, you know, we just want to say thank you, and we're real appreciative. But, you know, the whole deal in a nutshell is really, though, Carlette, really and truly, we really want to thank the radio station, because as we explained it to the owner and the people who run it, you know, we had to be 2 hours to get to do what we're trying to do, then they went to work to make it happen. Now, you know, there's forces out there that you just can't deal with.
Right.
You can't, there's no negotiating with them. They're haters. They don't want to see anybody else do well. So we just eased around them, you know, and, you know, as we eased around them, because they really thought that there was nothing that we could do to get this done, you know, they cut up, you know, and we watched them cut up, and we knew that they would cut up. But they cut up far worse than what we thought. And so we know how you feel now, you know. But, you know, just give thanks to the radio station for making it happen, and the people who were in the 9 to 9:30 slot who basically gave of their time and pushed back to allow us to be a two-hour format.
Absolutely.
You know, just really thank you to the people who, you know, like T. Riley, who had a lot in that. You know, she had a lot in that. And, of course, you know, we just want to thank her because, you know, the diva of gospel. She is in no way selfish or self-centered and was real okay with everything. And we just like to thank her as well.
Absolutely. And so as we move forward with great momentum on this Momentum Monday, I knew DC was gleeful. You know, you can just kind of tell when he's got that bounce and, you know, ready to go get him. And so we just wanted to share with you this morning that there are some things that you can do to stimulate yourself just by simply finding something good to laugh about. And sometimes it's hard to find things to laugh about, especially when we're so stressed and we're all we're thinking about is the stress. Well, the author says that a good laugh fires up your stress response, and then it cools it down in short order, which relieves your tension. And he says it possibly even boosts your immune system. Yeah. He said, while this is widely believed to be true, the research is that at this point, one review suggests that laughter may improve the immune function by blocking the production of stress hormones like cortisol and increasing the release of immuno enhancers such as beta endorphin. And these studies are really small studies, but they believe that they will have universal effects. And they say that also they feel like laughing even eases your pain and it boosts your mood. So this morning, if you're feeling like woe is you and you just want to be able to connect with somebody, just find something to laugh about. And sometimes, DC, you just kind of have to laugh by faith. Remember how some churches just busted out in laughter? I mean, I wish you could see the face that he made.
Do I remember?
When I said, okay, yes, well, we're not going to go there. But sometimes you just have to laugh a little by faith. And speaking of laughter, DC, what an incredible football weekend it was. I guess the Saints are probably laughing. And when we experience laughter, that happened to be in New Orleans. So a lot of things happen. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family in healthcare. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, a credit union with the heart, dedicated to excellence. 3 locations right here in Pineville and the Twin Cities, Alexandria, to serve you. Also, the City of Alexandria and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here. We're at the top of the hour. It is 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9 a.m. Eastern. You're on point, and it's Momentum Monday. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time. Just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Get down, tell me, oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it.
standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're up and started by now. It's 7 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9 minutes, 7 minutes after 9 Eastern. And today is Monday, Momentum Monday. And you know what? I just realized that the year was ushered in so quickly, D.C., and we've got so many calendars all over the place that it's easy to lose track. So if you're feeling like, oh my goodness, it's Monday. It's the beginning of, for many people, headed back to work. A lot of people were off. Kids were out of school. Still, some parents went back to work. Kids are at home, and you just got to find your momentum. You just have to stop. And I just had to take a few minutes during the break and just find myself, find that center and say, you know what? I'm okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter. And what will happen, especially on Mondays, is it's like things will invariably find a way to go wrong. And I think it's all set that way so that we can have such a negative connotation about Monday. And so what DC and I decided, just a couple things that we had anticipated and, you know, things kind of changed. And we said, you know what, that's okay. And then when you just tell yourself, I'm okay, it's okay, no worries, then you just start to put yourself at ease. And then, as the article said, you just learn to laugh at those things that you can't control. And I believe that the reason why we have so much stress, so much anxiety, is simply because we are trying to control things. And DC, you were talking about us moving into the two-hour format and, you know, just kind of getting into the groove of that.
Yes.
And then moving into the next thing. Because what happens is, anything that you're doing, you have to keep moving. You can't just lie dormant. And that's one of the things that you really have purposed in your heart to work on, to make sure that it keeps moving.
Well, absolutely, because every time we step into one thing, I'm into the next thing. And I'm by that already. I knew this was going to happen already for months. You know, I knew for months that we were trying to work this out and it was going to happen, you know, and it just took some time for it to happen. And now that it has happened, I'm on to the next thing. Like I said earlier, the ultimate goal for us at the OPT Network, the bigger show, is to syndicate. Uh-huh. And right now, that's where we are. You know, we don't. You know, so where where I am is making it work for the people who are saying that it's a possibility that they might like to do something like that. So, you know, that's, you know, our goal is we're ever moving. You know, we just don't have time to stay in the same place. And so we're going to be doing bigger things, better things. And now that I have the presence of consultants to actually assist in how to do this thing, it really is. I'm really excited about that. Because basically I've just been running blind, you know. But, you know, you have to just get it to where it needs to be so that people start looking at it. And so now that's where we are. Plus we have the assistance of the radio station. And a lot of people don't know this, but there's 7 or 8 other radio stations in Florida that's sister stations to this particular station. So we're looking at also, you know, being out that way. So there's a lot of things happening. We're just trying to see how to stitch them all up together. And, you know, coming here in the not-so-distant future, when you're on Point Talk, you may be talking to people in many other different states.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's going to be. It really is exciting. I mean, and, you know, hence, you know, really, really, truly being bigger.
Just bigger.
The big show.
I know. Well, we're really, really excited about, as I said, the possibility and what that holds. And to really encourage others that in this new year to keep moving, not to remain stagnant, to move out of where you are into the next thing. And then there are people that just kind of sit right where they are and never really move. And that's one of the things that has always been your goal, DC, is to make sure that things continued to move.
Well, it's like you said earlier, Colette, when you're not moving, you know, you're probably going backwards if you're not going forward. Just to be stagnant and not moving and just stay there too long, you know, your situation pretty much just plays out, you know. But, you know, it is a progression. It is not a sprint. It's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, you know, and it really does take a lot of time to get one of these things, these big trucks moving
mm-hmm.
like you needed to move. To get the type of productivity that we're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, I mean, I think that the community has been absolutely wonderful because a lot of people really don't know this. Even though we've been on 6 years in February, you know, our show is really, really real young,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've just been figuring out how to do it. And while we figure out how to do it, people still have been listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing about being in a smaller market. In most big markets, you wouldn't be able to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you don't know how to do it and know how to make it work to where people can make money and you know, they drop you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the one good thing about this market right here is the humility that the listeners have for the people who are on the air,
mm-hmm.
because some of the shows that are done around here, they certainly wouldn't be able to done anyplace else. I mean, it's just... You know what I'm saying?
Especially absolutely.
If you had any type of commercial situation, you know, you have to kind of walk a fine line
mm-hmm.
between what you can do and what the advertisers will allow you to do. And, you know, were it not for the type of format that we have, I know a lot of stuff wouldn't even be on.
Absolutely. And, you know, that just brings me to a heart and a point of gratitude. And we've been talking about that even before the holiday season, about being grateful and really for humble beginnings. You know, being able to start small and just kind of, and I've said this before, and it just bears repeating, to grow incrementally, just to grow in increments. But the best part of this whole process is that we have loved and we have enjoyed and we continue to love and enjoy doing it. And, you know, we've spoken about just sort of this lady that is like an angel in our lives that has prophesied about things that were going to happen. And really, I believe when people prophesy to you, it really should only be a confirmation of what God has said to you and has spoken in your spirit. And so, you know, we're grateful for those people that we meet on a daily basis that say that they listen to the show, that they enjoy the show. And it's always our mission, even as we grow bigger, to make sure that we encourage, uplift, and enlighten listeners one conversation at a time, because we absolutely understand that knowledge is power. And in the new year, DC, we hope, well, personally, I hope that we can grow more readers. And DC and I have committed, if you can believe this, as much as we read, we have committed to reading even more. And I'm going to tell you, when you begin to open up to reading, reading things that you're interested about, reading things that you're trying to move toward, the possibilities are endless. And then you start to learn that you really didn't know a whole lot about really anything. But when you start to read, it's almost like miraculous. It's like things are just, they start downloading into your spirit. And DC said, Carlette, we've got to read even more. And I said, well, baby, if I read anymore, I don't know, I'm going to be a full-time reader. But you know what? It's always great to get more. And the more that we get, the more that we're going to share, DC. And we hope that people will join us on this particular journey of empowering themselves.
Right. And what is it that you would like to do more of this year, this new year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
In terms of?
The program. Let me kind of see where you... Because, you know, a lot of the direction, you know, I'm always directing.
Uh-huh.
But what, and I say that because, you know, we always have to.
What?
You'll come up with something and I have to say, oh, no.
We can't do that
and this is why. But, I mean, just, but let's just, what are some of your goals for this year? I guess that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
People might want to know. Let's interview the interviewer.
Uh-oh. And you know the interviewer. Viewer is not used to answering questions. She's used to asking the questions. Well, my goal is to be even more fluid. And what I mean about fluid is to bring even better information.
Right.
And one of the things that I always love is
I think that's good too, Carlette, because a lot of what we would like people to know about the program is because we bring guests with big names, but it's not about the guests, it's about the information mm-hmm. that the guests have to offer. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, you may not know the person we bring on, but the information that that person has is going to be some information to fit to help you. And that's pretty much what we do here at The Point, is we try to bring people in to give information that's going to help the listeners. And we hope that people will listen for that information mm-hmm. so that they can be helped.
Absolutely. And as you talk about, you know, my personal goals, it is that. And what we've come to understand, as you said, it's not just about having White House clearance and all right. of the connections that we have made, though they are important and
yes,
they are big.
Yes,
and I love what you said to me the other day. You said, Carlette, you know, you need not think that we are doing any of this, that any of this is us.
Right.
And that really gave me a gut check, DC, because all too often, and then the man of God came back and reconfirmed mm-hmm. that all too often we get lifted up almost in pride, even though we don't say it, but within ourselves, you're thinking, look at what I did. Well, you know what? We understand that the great guest that we had in 2013 was just a manifestation of what God had said. And so as we move forward and the big things that we're working on and the big guest, and one of my big personal goals and our big personal goals together is to bring Oprah Winfrey to the OPT network. But it's not just about the bigness of Oprah and the brand and the empire, but it is about storytelling. And one of our goals and my goal is to tell more stories, from the smallest story to the greatest story. And, you know, that was never more apparent than last night when I was reading. And I read an article about a homeless man. And the boy somehow left New York and was found in Washington. And a reporter had just gone out to do a story. The president and his family are still on vacay. And so there was really no story at the White House. So he said, let me just see if I can create a story about how just cold it is outside. And so he started taking photographs of homeless people. And he found this young boy, and he started talking to him. Well, long story short, he started talking to him about his story. And what we have come to understand is that everybody, no matter how big or how small, has a story. Well, after he took the pictures and just kind of talked to the homeless people, he sent the story in, and the young man's parents were able to find him. I don't know if he was mentally ill. The story didn't really say how he made it from New York to Washington, D.C., and was ultimately sitting, you know, in an area with a lot of other homeless people. But the point of the matter is this, is that everybody has a story. And we believe that the more stories that we tell, and on Real Women, Real Talk Friday, you know, you hear some of those stories. And Sherry L. Brown Jackson talked about her journey of writing her book. Well, we feel like if we bring in authors that were pregnant with a book, that went through the toils and the challenges of getting their book written and getting their story told and getting published, then it will help the next person to say, wow, if Sherry wrote a book, I'm pregnant with my book too. You know, maybe the possibility exists for me as well. And so as goals go, we want to continue to encourage people to live their dreams and to do what it is that God has placed within them to do. And by telling more stories of people doing it, hopefully those stories will resonate with you, and you will begin to believe in the possibility of your own story. And then you will be telling your story. And as you tell your story, it'll bless someone else to tell their story. And that's what it's about. It's about empowering each other and saying, you know what, yeah, I think I can do that. And if I put God first and I'm willing to do the work, then who knows what will happen. The results could be exponential, but you'll never know if you don't simply get out of the boat. And so for 14, we hope that more and more people will get out of the boat and get into what they were called to do and start to do it bigger. You know, bigger is just, I mean, it just has so much encompassed in that word. Why are you laughing? It's just amazing. Oh, how are we going to be doing it? I'm just going on and on and on, but I'm just excited about the possibility. And, you know, right when you think you can't be pregnant with something else, you get pregnant with something else. And
yeah,
pregnant once again with possibility. So if you see us kind of, it looks like we're growing bigger, well, you'll know that the bigness has a lot to do with possibility. Hey, everybody, it's 23 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 23 minutes after 9 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you with any of your future endeavors when it comes to home owning, refinancing, or just investing. And here's the number. It's 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget about Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team at Be Unique. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday. Legacy Floral, for the best floral designs in Central Louisiana. Legacy Floral Designs is on point to serve you. They're located at 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, Louisiana. You can phone 318-321-1991. Also, Davis One Stop. Don't forget, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria and Journey Hospice. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
To On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
I'm moving on, nice and easy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. The what show?
Bigger show.
Just bigger. If you're just joining us, we have extended from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. It is bigger. It's just bigger, and we're super excited. It's Momentum Monday. We hope that you have your momentum, and for a lot of people, we know it's challenging to have your momentum. We alluded to at the top of the show the cold and flu season. And so if you're experiencing a sudden onset of fever, aches, chills, or extreme tiredness, you might just have the flu. And here to talk about the flu, what's happening in and around our area, is Dr. Demetria Senegal Daniel. She is the medical director at Incarnate Word Community Clinic right here in Alexandria, located at 3355 Masonic Drive. Dr. Senegal Daniel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Daniel, I'm sorry. Dr. Senegal, we forgot you had married. He's like, Daniel, yeah. So anyway, congratulations, first of all, on the new position. I know that you have been extremely busy, huh?
Yes, ma'am. We have been.
and so, first of all, let's talk about the clinic. It has really taken the place of Huey P. Long. So a lot of people need to know that if they are coming down with the chills, the tiredness, the fever, the aches, and the pains, that they can go to the clinic and get treated. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And so let's talk about what's happening in our area and why we're seeing such extreme cases of the flu.
Okay. Well, the state of Louisiana, as well as the state of Texas and a few other states, have been experiencing some epidemics in the flu of the H1N1 in particular. And these epidemics have actually led to cases, of course, of pneumonia, cases of other things like sinusitis, bronchitis, mm-hmm. and the like.
Now, let me stop you right there, Doctor. Let me stop you right there, Dr. Senegal, because a lot of people are figuring that maybe they have sinus infections, and could they be confusing those sinus infections for the flu?
Yes, because oftentimes they can present similarly with the flu. Usually the person will present with what appears to be a common cold with a horrible sore throat, mm-hmm. and then it'll progress to aches, chills, and of course they will have fever associated with it. The same thing can happen for a sinus infection. The only thing, and also headaches with the flu. The same thing can happen with a sinus infection. Same symptoms. The only thing different with the sinus infection is that the congestion may be a little bit more prevalent, mm-hmm. but with the flu it can also start off the same way.
And so for people who don't know, we kind of heard about H1N1 a few years ago. Talk about what that is and what that means in terms of the flu.
Well, H1N1 was a strain of the flu that came out somewhere around 2009 was mm-hmm. like the first outbreak. It was avian, meaning like a bird flu. But its symptoms were a little bit more severe, where it had more of a GI complex associated with it, nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, which wasn't typically associated with your normal flu, which made this a lot more dangerous to the younger population and the elderly population because it caused fluid loss through the diarrhea and the vomiting.
Mm-hmm. And so for those people, you know, just about everybody knows somebody that has come down with the flu this year or this season. And it seems like the symptoms and the time, the downtime is just horrible. I mean, people are losing their mm-hmm. voices, they're getting yeah. sick, and they're staying sicker longer. Do we know why?
No, that is not known why. The only indication that we have of why this is occurring is that we have different strains of the virus, and it appears that in the past few years, the strains of the virus that viruses that we have encountered have been a lot more vigilant mm-hmm. than the ones in the past.
And so as we talk about fever, when should you get concerned? A lot of people are really trying to self-medicate, use over-the-counter medicines to take care of themselves. When should we be concerned when it comes to fever?
Okay, in the medical sense, we have a different definition of fever that most people have.
Okay.
For the individuals that are what we call lay people who are not medically trained, a fever of 100.5 is a low-grade fever. But for the medical community, a fever is considered 101.5 or above. And that's when you should start to get concerned. You should also start to get concerned if the fever is a low-grade fever of 100.5, but it won't break with the Tylenol and or Motrin alternating at the appropriate dose for your age and weight.
And so how long can you maintain a fever of 100.5 and be okay? I mean, when is it necessary? You said, what's a good standard?
24 hours.
24 hours. Okay. So if it hasn't broken in, go ahead.
If it has not broken in 24 hours for a person, that I would say is about 12 or above, then it's time to go in. For someone who's under the age of 12, considered a minor or pediatric age, those fevers at different age ranges mm-hmm. are significant. So I just would not take the chance with that.
And
if the child is running a fever, bring them in.
Okay, just bring them in. And so the number of states now that are reporting widespread seasonal flu reports Alabama is one. Louisiana, of course, is another. New York and Texas. And they're saying that they're seeing just in their geographic areas widespread flu. Is there any way to avoid the flu, Dr. Senegal Daniel?
Yes. Hand washing, direct hand washing. If you come into contact with someone who is sick, who is coughing, even sneezing, appears to be ill, and you're shaking hands with them, or you're in an area where they have had contact with that surface, clean that surface off with Clorox if possible. Make sure that your hands are clean. If you're an individual who is sick and you're coughing and sneezing, don't cough or sneeze into your hand. Cough or sneeze into the bend of your elbow or into your shoulder so that your hand is not contaminated, because this is usually spread by respiratory droplets. That means you sneeze, and when you sneeze, those droplets that cough get on whatever surface or your hand. Mm-hmm. And when you contact with another person, it's person-to-person contact through those respiratory droplets. Even being in close proximity to an individual who does have the flu, sleeping in the same bed with them, being husband and wife, having some type of intimacy with that person if they're sick, you can contract it through the saliva, through the respiratory droplets, being in close proximity.
And so talk about even going from the flu to pneumonia. It seems like there are more cases being reported of people having pneumonia and not really knowing that they have it. Is there any way to know when you get pneumonia if you hadn't been to the doctor?
Yeah, the typical symptoms are a fever. Sometimes it can be low-grade fever, the 100.5 that doesn't go away, with a hacking cough that won't go away. That's usually an atypical pneumonia, what we call walking pneumonia. Mm-hmm. The other pneumonia, which is the lobar pneumonia, the one that usually people get pretty much hospitalized for, that one runs higher fevers.
What is that one, doctor?
The lobar. It's called lobar pneumonia because it sets the infection sets into a particular lobe of the lungs. And so these individuals are the ones that usually get hospitalized, but their temperatures will range anywhere from that low grade all the way up to 102.5 and sometimes higher than that. They will present with a cough that is productive, meaning they have, they're coughing up stuff. Usually it's brownish, or sometimes it can be greenish or yellowish. When anyone comes in coughing up brownish sputum, that is pneumonia until proven otherwise. Okay, sometimes a person with pneumonia may not even run a fever, and that is that of recently we have been encountering, that I have encountered a lot in the healthcare field. They may not run a high enough fever, but they're coughing up the brownish sputum. They're achy, and they just don't feel good, short of breath when they're sitting down and are walking.
Let's do this, Dr. Daniel. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to tell people what they need to do and how they can connect with Incarnate Word Community Clinic so that they don't have these problems. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive MIGS, also Cabrini Hospital, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Hey, we've got to take a break. We're back right after this.
Part of the Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist Healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning, we're talking about the cold and flu season, and we're talking about what we can do to protect ourselves. And this morning, we're joined by the medical director of Incarnate Word Community Clinic right here in Alexandria, located at 3351 Masonic Drive, Dr. Demetria Senegal Daniel. And Dr. Daniel, we're talking about all of the things that people need to know about the flu. And I ask you during the break if more people could just be moved over to the clinic in terms of going into the emergency room, and does that create less stress when you just move the people into the clinic as opposed to the emergency room?
And the answer is yes, because we have the capability of testing for the flu here at the clinic as opposed to them going to the ER. And if, for whatever reason, it's suspected that the person does have influenza, but they may have one of the complications, which includes pneumonia, a chest x-ray can be done at this facility in order to rule that pneumonia out or to make sure that the person does or does not have pneumonia.
And so for those people that are listening that have been coughing and have had the symptoms that we talked about, they've got fever and chills and aches and tiredness, and they've been having these symptoms for a long period of time and have not gone in, at what point do you suggest that they need to go in and see a doctor?
Well, that's kind of tricky. From a medical standpoint.
How come that's tricky?
It's kind of tricky because it could be a number of things. When somebody's having fevers, aches, chills, and coughing,
mm-hmm.
The possibility is they can have a bronchitis, which does need to be treated, and they can probably exist with that situation for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
However, after a couple of weeks of existing that way, we start to worry that there may be pneumonia that may set in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I said it's kind of tricky.
Wow. And so how are we treating, like, our seniors and babies? What are we saying to those people, our elderly and our babies, mm-hmm. especially at this time of the year?
Well, in regards to the flu, if your baby is 6 months or older, mm-hmm. they need to get the flu shot. If you're an elderly patient, you need to get the flu shot. If you're immunocompromised, meaning like you have rheumatoid arthritis and you're on methotrexate or some type of immune modulator, then you need to be immunized. If you're pregnant or you just gave birth, you need to be immunized for the flu. If you are immunocompromised, meaning you have diabetes, mm-hmm. you have kidney disease, and you're on dialysis, those individuals, they need to be immunized or vaccinated against the flu, because these individuals are the individuals that tend to get the sickest because their immune system is not operating up to full par.
And so is there anything that people can do to increase their immune system so that maybe they won't come down with the flu, for those people that are just diehards that say, you know what, I never get the flu shot? You know, those people that are just mm-hmm. not going to get it. Is there any way to build your immune system, so to speak?
Yeah, we've had this conversation before, you and I. And so you know it's coming. The appropriate diet, exercise, appropriate sleep, basically uh-huh. taking care of your body. Appropriate hand washing techniques when you come into contact with anyone that is sick or perceived to be sick.
Mm-hmm. And so that doing those things will help to build your immune system so that when
yes, ma'am.
You do come in contact with those germs, that your body will be able to ward those things off.
Yes.
And so for those people that are listening that said, okay, well, I didn't get a flu shot. I didn't get a shot during the beginning of the season. It is not too late for those people to come in and get a flu shot.
No, not at all. When the H1N1 actually came into being in 09 and 10, that season dragged on up until I think late June or so.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's definitely not too late for them to get vaccinated. And I wanted to say that with the flu vaccine, the CDC reported that last year they prevented 79,000 hospitalizations. They prevented 6.6 million illnesses last flu season, and they kept 381,000 Americans were hospitalized last flu season.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and even in our communities, we have heard of, and I don't remember this last year or in years past, but have heard of a couple people, young people, in their 30s and in their 40s that have died from perceived
yes.
complications from pneumonia. And that's why I yes. think it's really critically important to talk to our listeners about when they need to say, okay, enough is enough. I need to go into the clinic, you know, to get some help. You know, how is it
right.
that people could die from that?
Lack of knowledge, not knowing what the signs and symptoms were of the flu, and having it progress and kind of not paying attention to it, and as it progressed, mm-hmm. Not really realizing what was happening, because most people think it's the flu, I'll get over it, there's not going to be any problem. But what they don't realize is that this is a virus like any other virus. It wipes off or wipes out the normal bacteria that's in the sinus cavity and that's in the throat. And then when it wipes that out, the normal bacteria that's in your mouth that is helpful to you overgrows. And some of those organisms that overgrow can overgrow to excess. And one of those organisms is called Streptococcus pneumonia, which is one of the leading causes of pneumonia in like more so middle-aged people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so people don't realize, yes, it is the flu, I'll get over it, but they don't realize that after the flu, there's a possibility for other things that are more detrimental to their health.
Okay.
That can happen if they're not treated.
Okay. And so when people come in, you guys are prescribing a certain regimen, and let's talk about what that is and how that helps to progress. I mean, does it help to heal it, to turn it around?
Yeah, what we give people, if they're within 48 hours of the start of the flu or the flu symptoms, we give them the Tamiflu. And what Tamiflu is it is an antiviral medication that pretty much stops or halts the replication of the virus, of the influenza virus. It does not take away all the symptoms, but what it does is it causes the time frame for which you will have the symptoms to be shortened, most times shortened by a couple of days because it's stopping the virus itself from replicating in the body.
Absolutely. And so the best thing that people can do if they think they have the flu is to really come in and see you guys and see what they need to do so that it can hopefully shorten the process. But it seems like if you've got it, you just kind of have to go through it, sounds like, huh, Doc?
After day three, yeah. After day three, the only thing that can be done is you can be treated what we call symptomatically. You can be given something for cough. You can be given something for fever. And if there is another infection, a bacterial infection that is also coinciding with that, like a sinus infection or the beginning of a pneumonia or bronchitis, that can also be treated.
Absolutely. Dr. Senegal, Daniel, we want to thank you so much for taking the time out this morning. We know the clinic is growing. It's getting busy. Again, it's Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. And it is literally taking the place of Huey P. So if you were going there to have any of your needs met, any of your health care needs met, then certainly you can continue to do that. It's right across from Cabrini Hospital. You can phone them at 318-448-6800. There are doctors there. There is the facility there that is going to help the community. Dr. Senegal, Daniel, thank you so much for spending the time with us this morning.
You are so welcome.
Hey, everybody. This segment is sponsored by Wood Forest. Wood Forest Bank is a community-owned bank built on the needs of the community and the customers that they serve. They're committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. That's Wood Forest Bank. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS. And they are committed to making sure that you get back to your healthy place in a shorter period of time. And we're going to give you more information on what they do and how they can help you and how they can make surgery a lot better. Hey, everybody. It's 8:55 a.m. Central Standard, 9:55 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network. It's just what, DC?
Bigger.
It's bigger. We're going to take a break. We're back with more right after this.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and let me tell you, we really need some momentum today. Sometimes you need more momentum than others, and today I feel like, you know, a big, big cup of momentum. But, you know, we really thought it was important to share with our listeners some information.